February is upon us, and that means get ready for romance. But how romantic is it to squash into that way too popular restaurant at exorbitant special occasion pricing to show your beloved that you care? Well, the folks at Clona Willy have a brand new do-it-yourself kit for this February 14th. You can skip the crowds and celebrate your Hallmark holiday in a way that will bring you closer together. You can make a steak or a nice vegan goulash, then get naked in the comfort of your own home and make a memory that lasts forever. More on Clona Willy and a way to save later on in the show. The following podcast is graphic. It's explicit, adult in nature, not safe for work. Earbuds? That's a great idea.
All of my life, I've never fit, but I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous, get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I am sexual folklorist Dixie Delatour, and this is episode 59. So I'm fighting depression this week. My partner is losing his job. I'm a worrywart by nature. I'm worried about money. I'm worried about him being home when I record podcasts and do my work at home. That's going to throw me off my schedule. But I wanted to tell you about a couple of things that happened this week that made the week a little bit better than it was. One of them is that I got some fan mail from someone who's an artist, and they do paintings, erotic art, and they decided they were doing their first gallery opening, their first reception of their art, first one ever, and they wanted to tell their story. People have asked them how they got into this sort of art. They wanted to understand who she was, and so she hired me, and we're working on her story together, and it felt so good to take her from here's a couple of possible stories, to by the end of the call, she was so excited about the story that she was going to be telling, and she's working on it right now. I can't wait to hear how the whole thing goes. If you don't know it, I do coaching on Skype or on Zoom, and I love doing it. It means I get to see your face, and it means we get to work together no matter where you are. The other thing that happened was I got a piece of fan mail this week from someone. And they told me a little bit about where they lived and what they loved about the podcast. And then they said, well, I know that you like voices and you love to hear people. So she attached a voice memo and I get to hear the excitement in her voice. And I get to hear her talk about her city and her life. And it was brilliant. I was like, why have I not been asking for this? So, you know, if you're going to do that, it would be smart to like put a few words in the email so that I know that it's not spam or something like that. But attaching a voice memo, talking to me, that would make me really happy. I'd love to hear from you. You can get me for either of those things, either hiring me for coaching or sending me a recording of you talking to me at dixie@bodystorytelling.com. That gives me something else to look forward to, too. Hearing from you this week. Wouldn't that be great? So you ready for a story? Our storyteller this time is a writer, a promiscuous polyamorous princess, a lazy-ass sexual healer, and a curious experimenter. She devotes a good deal of her time working on being a good girl for her daddy, and her superpower is flying under the radar and passing for normal in a crowd every single time. She lives a carefree, bougie lifestyle in San Francisco. This storyteller is Tuesday June.
Okay, so I'm laying on my back and I'm naked And I have three lovely assistants to this side. And I have my date, Jeff, in fucking position in front of me. I'm on this enormous circular bed that can fit about eight people. And about halfway to the front row is a fence that's about yay high. And on the other side of this fence is about 75 onlookers. So there I am. And Jeff looks down and he says, "You look thirsty. Let me go fetch you some water." And he gets up and he opens up the gate to the fence and goes on the other side of it, runs upstairs, buys me a bottle of water. And when he did this, he left the gate swinging wide open. And in doing so, the sea of onlookers became participants. They all started streaming through the gate towards me. And I flinched back, and I gasped, and I froze. Let me tell you how I got here. So I have been on a lot of first dates. I've been on 121 first dates. A lot of first dates. And Jeff was one of my first dates. And he and I met on alt.com. And he was a dom. Well, he wanted to be a dom. Had never been a dom before. But he thought that would be a good idea. And I'm subby, so that worked out. And we had gotten together on the telephone for the week before we actually met face-to-face. And he'd ask me the checklist questions, the kink checklist questions. He'd say, "Role play?" And I'd say, "Yes." And he'd say, "Needles?" And I'd say, "Oh no," like that all week long, just back and forth. And so we were really excited to meet a week later, and he knew who I was from my kink checklist. And we got to the restaurant to have dinner. And for those of you who date, you know it happens sometimes. It was over. It was over in 2 seconds. I wasn't his type. He wasn't my type. Anybody remember The Breakfast Club? Okay, good. So the really hot bad boy, who was that? Judd Nelson. I would totally fuck Judd Nelson. That's not who showed up. Anthony Michael Hall showed up, who's very fuckable to somebody, but not me. So we had dinner anyway because I had commuted 2 hours and so had he, and we just wrote it out, right? And at the end of dinner, he said, "You know, you're a lot of fun. Why don't we go to the power exchange?" And anybody know what the power exchange is? Y'all, I didn't know what the power exchange was. I had never been to the power exchange. And for those of you who don't know, it's a sex dungeon. I had no idea. So I said, "Sure." And even though I didn't want to date Jeff, if it came with the power exchange package of fun adventure, I was down. I was going to go. So we hop in a cab, we start heading over there, and halfway there, I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. He doesn't really know me. I mean, he doesn't have enough information about me be subby in this way." So I reroute us to Martuni's, which is nearby. It's power exchange adjacent. And Martuni's is this really awesome, dark, clubby gay bar. And it's Martuni's. So there's martinis and tunes. There's a piano, and it's playing really loudly, which is perfect cover noise for consent conversations. And we saddle on up to a high-top table, and Jeff scooches in over next to me, and he scooches in closer, and he reaches his hand underneath my skirt, and he starts poking three fingers and hitting a couple of times. I'm not really happy with this, but I don't say anything. And he slides two fingers inside, and he looks at me and he says, "So what do you want to drink, and what are we going to talk about?" All right. So we're starting to have these consent conversations over a piano and a drag queen singing "I Will Survive" off key. And I'm yelling things like, "I don't know if you can keep me safe. Can you keep me safe?" Because I'm fucking terrified. I've never been to a sex dungeon. It's like coming here for the first time. Terrifying, right? So I didn't know what was going to happen. So he said, yeah, I'll keep you safe. And code word for get me the hell out of here is now. Okay, I can do that. And we weren't ready. I mean, how can you really be ready? No one's ever ready. When you're a virgin to these sorts of things, it's kind of like the playa. You're just never ready. So we get there, and when you walk in, there's a coat check. It's not really a coat check. Well, it is a coat check. It's a coat check and a not a shoe check. Keep your shoes on. Yeah. But like a pants check and a clothing check. So Jeff checks his clothes, and I keep all my clothes on, and I got my black overcoat, and I'm holding onto that like that's going to keep me safe. And we walk over, and we start surveying the scene, and there's a row of sort of like gel cell-looking things. And I see this awesome cell with a fuck swing in it. I had never played on a fuck swing before. I wanted to do that. And so I went in and I sat myself down on the fuck swing and made that all happen. And I'm all excited. And he and I are the only ones around. And he walked over to the gate and he closed the gate and then made the little sound that you make when you close a gate. That. And that sound beckoned about 24 men. I was like, wow. This is awesome. So I'm in the fuck swing, and he flips my skirt up, and he's standing, and he's all excited, and I'm all excited, and we start fucking. And what's really great about fucking in a fuck swing, if you haven't tried it, it's amazing. I now know what go with the flow means. It was just all lovely, and it all fit well, and Jeff had a nice cock, and it was all happening. But the best part was going eyeball to eyeball to eyeball with all of the men watching. Oh my God. They all had the same look on their faces. And it was this combination of hunger and optimism. They were like, and I was like, ah, I'm an exhibitionist. Okay, now I know. So then, who knew? So we started walking around the rest of the club, and hours passed, and we had a great time. And we found ourselves in the basement, which is huge, right? It's a huge room. But there's lots of play areas, and they set them apart by creating these little fences so people can see, but they're not in the scene, right? Now, at the coat check, while I was at the coat check, I said, how does this work around here? And what they said is, don't take pictures, don't drink alcohol, and if you want to play, make sure and close the gate or lock the latch, because if you don't, that's consent for anyone to join in. So there we are in the basement, and I find this enormous white round bed that can hold 8 people, and we've collected volunteers along the way. I love the volunteers. They're so friendly to me. And we jump on the bed and have a great time, and I decide at this moment that I'm going to declare a fantasy that I have. I have this fantasy. Do you want to know my fantasy? Okay. Double penetration. Now, I'd never had anal sex before. So it's not the anal part that's the fantasy. I'm just greedy. So if you could stick 2 dicks up my vagina, that would make me really happy, actually. So it's the greedy. It's not the vaginal combo that I like so much. So we start talking about doing it, the 3, 4, 5 of us. And of the 5 of us, none of us have done it. Not the 4 men, not me. And then, so my date Jeff starts asking around. And before you know it, there's 75 men standing around. They're going to watch. And before anyone volunteers, my favorite volunteer. Oh, my favorite volunteer. John. Oh, John. Okay, John is really young. Really, like, I kept going, you have to be 21 to get in here. You have to be 21 to get in here. They check ID. They have to be 21 to get in here. This is okay. He looked like a young, kind of dumb, very willing Will Smith. And he said, before anyone else could volunteer, he said, my cousin's here, and I bet he knows how to do this. He knows how to do this. I'll be right back. So he's going to go get his cousin, and his cousin's going to help out. So a few minutes later, he comes back with his cousin, who is about this tall, and he looks like Weird Al Yankovic. But he is on it. He's like the director. He's going to make it happen, right? So he is like, by the way, he speaks in the thickest French accent I've ever heard. Weird Al, French accent, this high. He's like, you, here, whoa, no, we, that, and then this and then that and the thing and they put it in the over there and the deal. We failed. We totally failed. All my bad, totally my fault. I could never get in a position where deciding that having anal sex for the first time in double penetration was a good idea. So I backed out of that. But more fucking happened. I mean, come on, right? So more fucking happened, and I was on my sixth hour. 6 hours at the Power Exchange. I'm at my sixth hour, and I'm so happy, and I'm laying on the bed. I've got my three friends who I just met, John being one of them, my date in fucking position looking at me, crowd of 75, and he says, you look thirsty, I'm gonna go get you some water. And he walks out, goes upstairs to fetch me water, the gate's open, the sea of men are coming through the gate. By the way, I have seen no women in 6 hours. And I freeze, right? And I freeze. And in that moment, my three friends are like a pack of sheepdogs. They rear up like they're gonna kill every man that walks through that gate. They're gonna take them out. And the front line see my face and see these men, and they're just like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And they're pushing the guys behind them back out the gate and closing the gate and making the thing. And some of them stood by the side waiting for my date to come back so they could rip him a new asshole. And I gotta tell you, in that moment, something in me broke. Something in me broke open. I was in a room with 75 fierce protectors in a situation that could have been the worst night of my life. I've never felt more vulnerable. I've never felt more innocent. But most importantly, I'd never felt so safe. And I'll never be the same. Thank you.
Is a long-distance relationship keeping you and your lover apart? Or are the two of you still seeking that elusive unicorn? Have you dreamed of telling the world that Madame Tussauds Museum is asking after your vagina because it's famous? We all know your vagina's the best, so why not clone it? Your vulva's a staff favorite, and its beauty should be preserved for eternity. And you can do it with the new Clone a Pussy Plus Sleeve Kit. Invented by a chemist, made with 100% body-safe material, you and your paramour can have a casting party a la Jimi Hendrix and the Plaster Casters. Guys, Clone a Willy knows how much you love sharing your pleasure pickle with the ones you love, and their infamous Clone a Willy in-home molding kit lets you make your date a gift that always fits, and good Lord, it vibrates, because seismic sex, hells yeah. Go to cloneawilly.com and use the promo code Dixie for 20% off your entire order, and you can spend Valentine's Day casting your goodies together. Share your beautiful beaver with a special someone. Go to cloneawilly.com for 20% off. Use the code DIXIE and be brilliant. Give them a romantic custom gift this Valentine's Day. There were a lot of men in that story, weren't there? I was thinking about songs to play on this episode. I was like, something about toxic masculinity. something that makes us feel hopeful and that things are changing. But in the end, I ended up going with a classic. This song is one you're gonna recognize. It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls.
Girl.
Uh-huh.
And have we got news for you?
You better listen.
Get ready, all your lonely girls, and leave those umbrellas at home.
All right.
It's rising.
Rising.
I'm just getting low.
How low, girl?
According to all sources.
What sources now?
The street's the place to
we better
go.
Hurry up.
Numbers are increasing. We're seeing more downloads. We're seeing some great fan mail, some responses and reviews that indicate that you really like this podcast. But we could definitely use some help on Patreon. Patreon.com is a way to support the projects that you love and ensure that they continue. I've been pretty proud of the fact that we've been at this over 2 years. But the only way we can flourish and grow is with your help. So if you go to patreon.com/bawdy, spelled B-A-W-D-Y, you can find a way to support us at whatever level works for you. Whatever you can do, that makes sure the Bawdy podcast can continue. So go to patreon.com/bawdy, sign up at whatever level you can afford, and thank you so much in advance for your support. You know, when the world gets me down, the thing that excites me and gives me something to look forward to is knowing that I'm going to see you soon at a live Bawdy storytelling show. This Sunday, February 3rd in San Francisco is Notorious, a celebration of Dossie Easton. This is not like your typical Bawdy storytelling. This is a story roast. And it's not a roast like Comedy Central. It's us telling stories about a beloved character in our life, someone who changed the world. She's the co-author of the Bible on Polyamory. Hear the story of how she decided to live her life that way and about what's coming up in the future for her. It's her 75th birthday, y'all. And tickets are almost completely gone. So if you're going to get them now. Go to bodystorytelling.com and buy tickets to Notorious as soon as possible. On Thursday, February 14th, that is Valentine's Day, we are doing our first ever Best of Body in Seattle. The survey is now out. You will find it in the show notes for this episode. You will also find it on our website under the ticket link for that show. It's called Best of Body Seattle. Go ahead and vote for whomever you love. You've heard some Seattle storytellers on the podcast now. Vote for your favorite, and you decide the lineup, who's going to be performing for us in Seattle on Valentine's Day. On Saturday, February 23rd, in San Francisco, it's our 12-year anniversary, a dirty dozen years of creating sex and story. At 7 p.m., the first show is going to feature Midori, the supernova of kink. We haven't had her on stage in a few years. And then at 10 p.m. is Best of Body San Francisco. That survey is also online. You can find it in the show notes for this episode, the ticket link for that show, and it's on our website. Shows after that are going to be Seattle on March 7th, San Francisco on March 14th. And this isn't 100%, so I may not really, I probably shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. On March 16th and 17th in San Francisco, I'm looking at doing a weekend-long workshop. I've been getting a lot of requests for storytelling workshops. And I think it would be great to have people get together a whole uninterrupted weekend working on stories. So if you're interested in that, send me an email, dixie@bodystorytelling.com. If the interest is there, I've got this amazing location I've been offered. And it's in a fancy high-rise with a view of the bay and the ferries coming in and out. Beautiful location. Small group, no more than 10. Think I'm going to do a workshop in March. Let me know if that's of interest to you. And that's what's coming up for Body Storytelling. It's time to say thank you. Thank you to podcast producer Marty Garcia, to sound engineer David Grossoff, to project manager Dana Hanna, to video archivist Joe Moore. And thank you to you. Thank you for listening and subscribing, reviewing us, and giving us your attention every week. Podcasting is so different than live shows. And knowing that you write me, send me fan mail, tell me what you like about this podcast and that you want more, that means I'm going to keep doing it. I am sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 59 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. And here's a peek at what's next.
And she drinks a couple more glasses of whiskey, and I realize that this woman must be on a steady diet of, like, Jack Daniel's, Maker's Mark, and Adderall.